I think there's enough room for everybody. Just got to be close. Okay. Okay, so we just heard the story of a Samaritan who also had leprosy, who was healed. We're gonna kind of demonstrate a little bit about what the Samaritan might have been thinking, and maybe what the people who treat the Samaritan might also be thinking. So, okay, so tell me something about yourself that you want somebody to know when they first get to meet you. Anything. Emily.
When I first meet someone, I want them to know my name.
Your name. Okay. What else? Anything else? You're like, hi, I don't know you, I'm new, but this is something I want you to know about me. Okay, we'll go with what Emily shared. Okay, so what if I were to say, okay, well, so everybody with the name of Emily, I need you to stand up and sit in the corner. And for dramatic effect, I'm going to come over here and just stare at the wall. Sit in the corner, stare at the wall, right here. And for dramatic effect, I'm just going to tape your mouth shut. Okay? All right, just tape it shut. There we go. Just a little bit of tape. Well, that'll come off real easy, trust me. Okay, there we go. Now you can't talk to anybody. You just got to stare at the wall, hide behind the instrument here, and just stay there. Now, we're going to pretend that we're having a great time over here. Okay, so we're going to have a little tea party. Okay, here you go. Just pretend there's some tea in here. Yeah, there's some tea for you and for me. Okay, let's just pretend we're just chatting it up, just having a good old time, just laughing, ha 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 ha, and drinking. Just pretend. We're just ha ha ha. Whisper. Ha 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 ha. We're having a good time. So here we're just chatting it up. What do you think? What do you think Emily's thinking right now? Do you even think about her? We're just really enjoying ourselves here. Are you even thinking about her? You're thinking about her?
I know she's probably thinking, why can't I be drinking tea and laughing with other people?
Yeah, I bet. She feels probably a little alone. Let's go ask her and see how she feels.
If I could, I'd switch places.
Oh, you would switch places. That's super sweet. This is a great example. We'll follow Tyler's example. Okay. All right, Emily, you can come back. Let me rip that tape off. Oh, there it is. All right, come on back. Come on back, join our tea party. How did you feel there? How'd that feel?
I felt like I was staring at white.
Yeah, you were staring at white. It wasn't very exciting, it was kind of boring. Yeah, you were kind of alone.
I would do that.
You would do that? Next time. Well, so I know it's a little bit, kind of got to use your imagination a little bit, but sometimes we're the ones that are here, and by whether we recognize it or not, there's people on the outside that we're leaving out by our, just sometimes by things we don't even know, but part of the story today is about recognizing who's not in the room and offering welcome. And then for Emily's case, sometimes we are the ones on the outside for whatever reason. Color of our eyes, the way we speak, the language we use, the color of our skin. And the message too, like the Samaritan, is that Jesus is with us in that, when we are alone. So, well, thanks for demonstrating, thanks for putting up with the tape ripping off your lips. And you guys can go back to your seats. Thanks for coming up.